Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Dow Chemical Company today says its plans to cut 5,000 full-time jobs, or about 11% of its global staff, as well as about 6,000 contractor positions. The company will also close 20 facilities and temporarily idle 180 plants. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 89.57. It's up 321 points. The NASDAQ 1563 is up 54.07, while the S&P 500 is at 909.25, and it's up 33.18.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're just a phone call away from AM 580 Commodity Market Analysis. Our new market analysis portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434 to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:22, up 18 and 3 quarters on the open. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4:90, up 14 and a half on the open. July opened at 5:16, up 14 and a half on the open. December, 5:60 and a half, up 14 on the open. December corn opened at 3:10 and a half, up 17 on the open. March, 3:24, up 14 and three quarters. May, 3:37 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. July, 3:46, up 17 and a quarter. September, 3:57 and a half, up 19. December, 3:69, up 17 and three quarters on the open. January beans opened at 8:11, up 27 and a half on the open. March, 8:12, up 24 and three quarters. May, 8:28, up 33 and a quarter. July, 8:36, up 31. November, 8:38, up 35 and a half. January, 8:47, up 39 and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 247.50, up 70 on the open. January, 245, up 67, 670 rather. And December soybean oil opened at 29.33, up 108 on the open. January, 29.60, up 105. That December soybean meal contract, 247.50, up $7. December live cattle opened at 83, up 145 on the open. January feeders, 88.05, up 140. December lean hogs, 57.55, up 10 on the open. And February belly is open at 89.95. down 35 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I don't want to say happy days are here again, but this opening today has got to be looked at, I think, encouragingly, as people are looking for cycle lows this week and maybe the market to catch and at least move sideways.
Yeah, we're in a position here to see recovery. The market's incredibly oversold. We saw a lot of long liquidation take hold in the marketplace there last Friday, so hopefully the selling pressure has run its course. The bears definitely probably considered to have Thanksgiving, so it's due for the bulls to have Christmas.
Yes, it is. Need some good old-fashioned demand, though, to enter this marketplace.
That is the concern, especially on corn. Corn sales are lagging almost 50% below a year ago level. Bean sales are strong. We'll see what the weekly export inspections report shows here, see if we've been shipping out what we sold. The trade's looking for wheat shipments to be 14 to 23 million bushels, corn shipments 26 to 34, and the bean shipments 33 to 42. But as you mentioned there, we'll see what the USDA has to show on the next couple reports on the demand side of the equation.
Yeah, we have one on Thursday. What's the trade expecting?
Ideas are, you know, typically there's not a whole lot of adjustment, but ideas are that corn demand could probably slip 300 to 500 million bushels.
And that in what, ethanol, grind, and exports?
Probably all of the above. When it's all said and done, they'll probably ratchet each category a little bit lower on anything that is demand-driven.
What's your sense of what price it'll take to get commercials to get off of their hand-to-mouth feeding idea?
Well, it'd probably take a reverse in the psychology of the overall big picture more than anything. We're in a situation where there's still concerns globally, but the news over the weekend is constructive with China putting much as $586 billion into their infrastructure, Chinese possibly making direct purchases of their own equity market to drive up prices, India coming in and then also pumping $4 billion to shore up its economy. These are two of the world's largest commodity consumers, so that's a big positive there. Also, too, uncertainty with OPEC, with statements that they're going to shock the world oil markets on their December 17th meetings suggest that we'll probably see buyers get some coverage ahead of that time window.
Prices continuing the run. January beans now 8.25 and a quarter, up 41 and three quarters. The July at 8.47, up 42. Are we beginning to see something here in the beans? Now the beans weren't from a fundamental standpoint as bad off. And in fact, it was only last week that they began to lag behind USDA estimates.
Well, we'll see what develops here on the demand side. Demand's been strong from Asia particularly. We're seeing Brazil come in. Their government projects the bean crop to be 58.8 million metric tons, also a smaller corn crop there. The main thing that the Brazilian government's looking at is the lack of credit for fertilizers and fungicides to fight soybean rust. So that could be a dramatic effect as we go in late winter here. But in the meantime here, the crop's just getting started. So we'll monitor the forecast day by day here as the calendar turns 2009. That'll start the critical weather cycle. If there's any concerns in the southern hemisphere, that could bring life to the bean market on an international scale this winter.
What are you looking for your early warning signals that we may find a bottom in the marketplace?
Well, we're starting to see a shift in psychology here. The psychology's been negative in through here. It's awful hard to put our head in the sand, ignore the demand has been slipping. What we need is some good old-fashioned reversals on the technical side. And above all, on the technical side, we just need to break these downtrend lines to put the market in a position to recover. Also, too, we want to get past this week. This week is a critical week for commodity prices in general. As we saw on Friday, some large houses liquidated commodity positions. There's been a record amount of redemptions be requests where people want their money. And ideas are that they would get their money out of the market by the middle of the month. So if we can ride the storm here this week, we look for next week maybe be the turning point where we can be optimistic for more than just a day or two.
Where do you have your technical points set at?
Well, for those who are looking for some upside potential, March beans could move back up to this 875 in the next few days where the downtrend line comes in place. And the March corn back to this 345 area would catch the downtrend resistance there.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. This from AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. He tells us a freezing rain advisory is in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until 1 p.m. and for much of north central and northeastern Illinois and far northwestern Indiana until 3 p.m., for northwestern Illinois until 6 p.m., and for far north central and northeastern Illinois until midnight. Meanwhile, a winter storm watch is in effect for Joe Davies and Stevenson counties in far northwestern Illinois from this evening through late Tuesday night, and for Winnebago and Boone counties in far north central Illinois from Tuesday morning through late Tuesday night. Today in the north, cloudy with showers of snow, sleet, and freezing rain arriving. In central Indiana, cloudy with showers of freezing rain changing to rain. In central Illinois and to the south, cloudy with scattered rain showers, highs ranging from 32 in the north to 55 degrees in the south. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.